Welcome to the podcast series from the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Essex.
This piece of research is about whether babies are fed to a schedule when they're little or whether they're fed on demand and what the outcomes of those are. And we looked at two outcomes. We looked at how happy mothers are in their role as mothers, and we looked at children's later educational outcomes.
So tell us a bit about the data set that you used in this particular piece of research.
The data that we've used are on a large sample of children, all of them born in and around Bristol in the early 1990s. The data set's called ALSPAC, which stands for the Avon Longitudinal Survey of Parents and Children. And it's an incredibly rich data set. So the mothers were first interviewed while they were pregnant, so considerably before they'd had their babies, and then when they'd had their babies, about giving birth and about looking after their babies. And then we've got information much later on how well the children did at school, all kinds of things. And it's a very big survey as well. It's got over 10,000 children in it.
What did you find about the effects on mothers and their levels of well-being?
Well, it was very interesting, actually, because as you probably know, there's lots and lots of books around at the moment recommending that babies are fed to a schedule. And one of the arguments that the authors of these books use is they say, well, it'll be better, you know, the child will be calmer and you as a mother will be happier and more confident and everything will go better for you. And in fact, we found that that was true. The mothers were asked lots and lots of questions over the first 3 or 4 years of their children's lives about how confident they felt as mothers, whether they got enough sleep, how well they thought they were doing, how well they thought they'd taken to motherhood. And the mothers who fed to a schedule felt consistently that they were making a better job of it than the mothers who were feeding on demand.
So it was good news for mums, but there was a bit of a trade-off, wasn't there, in terms of the outcomes for their children?
Yep, absolutely. So we then went on to look at children's educational outcomes. And for that, we looked at their SATS results when they were 5, 7, 11 and 14. And what we found there was that all throughout, in every subject, at all the age groups, what we found was that children who'd been fed on demand did better than children who'd been fed to a schedule.
But how big was this effect? Was it really significant?
The effect, in statistical terms, was very significant indeed. But it's not huge. It's not that your child is going to go right from the top of the class to the bottom of the class if you feed to a schedule. But it's rather, let's think of a child, for example, who's fed on demand and who's about 10th in the class, in a class of 30. And what our results show is that if that child had been fed to a schedule, maybe they would be about 12th or 13th. So the difference is there, but it's not massive.
So given that there's a huge amount of interest in this subject, not just from mums themselves with little ones trying to make the right decisions for their futures and their own levels of well-being, as you rightly point out, but also there's a lot of policy interest in this area, isn't there? So what are the main takeaways, if you like, from the research that you've undertaken?
Well, the absolute number one takeaway that I would say from this is that in spite of all the books that are out there and all the very heated discussions that there are about whether babies should be fed to a schedule or on demand, this is actually the very first piece of large-scale research that has looked at the outcomes related to that. So the very first thing that I would say is that there needs to be a lot more research on this. This is a first step. But I think it's very important, actually, that the policymakers don't kind of jump on this and say, OK, you know, here's a study that's found something and we need to change the policy to reflect it. That would be absolutely wrong to base policy on a single study. Rather, what I'm saying is that there's a very, very clear need for a lot more research in this area.
Infant feeding, the effects of scheduled versus on-demand feeding on mothers' well-being and children's cognitive development, is research undertaken by Dr. Maria Yakavu from ISA and Dr. Almudena Sevilla-Sanz from the University of Oxford. It has been published in the European Journal of Public Health.